Hey, everybody. My name's Eddie Hurdy, and this is my wife,
Kate.
And we're broadcasting live for the next hour for the Quest Fall Pledge Drive. So we're parishioners at St. Catherine of Siena in Kennesaw, and if you listened earlier, you may have heard from Father Neil and Chris Assigns and Dr. Paul Thigpen about how our parish is thriving. Even despite the pandemic, our pastors, clergy, they're still shepherding their flock. We're still receiving the sacraments and relying on God's grace. I mean, when Kate and I were thinking about it, we could think of about 20 plus couples that are probably way more qualified to be sitting in these seats, but you know, in line with this theme, living in the Spirit, we're doing our best to be obedient to what God's asked us and rely on the Spirit to fill in those gaps here today. So actually, speaking of relying on the Spirit, why don't we go ahead and get started with the prayer? So in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe into me, Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Move in me, Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Attract my heart, Holy Spirit, that I may love only what is holy. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit, that I may defend all that is holy. Protect me, Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Eddie. First off, we just want to say a huge thank you to all of you who are listening and tuning in. We really appreciate you being here for the Quest, especially all those who have tuned in just to listen to Eddie and me and what we have to say. A friend said that she mentioned us being on the radio, and her daughter said, "Oh my gosh, what are they going to do, sing?"
You've got the wrong family.
And we, no, I hope not. I hope we're not asked to sing. We are really excited to be here. Hopefully we can increase the listening audience for the Quest and help them just raise some much needed funds so that the station can continue providing its amazing content. Please don't hesitate to call in. Please let us know that you're listening. If you feel moved to donate, that would be great. It is such a help to the Quest to continue its mission, which is to invite, inform, and inspire its listeners. So the number to call is 470-508-1160. You can also donate online at thequestatlanta.com. Annie, do we have any updates on the last hour? Any goals or challenges that we have for this hour?
Sure thing. So our last hour was our 12 o'clock hour, and Father Eric was able to hit that goal. And so we were very excited about that. And we want to say thanks to those last few donors that allowed him to hit that goal. So thanks to Arlene and Tom and Sheila S. and Carol and Pablo C. We just thank you so much for your donations. And so our goal for this hour, we want to get 10 gifts this hour. So we need you to call that number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can go online to thequestatlanta.com. And as you know, if you've been listening, we're trying to raise $125,000 for Atlanta Catholic Radio, and we have a ways to go, but we know it's possible. But our challenge for everyone is just, if you're listening, please donate what you can. You know, pray about it and donate what you're able to, because your money is really going to keep the lights on at here at the station and at the tower site. So it's electricity bills are really expensive when you run a radio station. So we need your help. Call that number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, because we are completely 100% listener supported, and we need your help, and we need you to be a part of this mission of bringing souls closer to Christ. So with our gift opportunities and our different levels, I want to say that if you're a business owner and you love the Quest and you love Catholic Radio, we want you to call us, because we've got a special promotion going on during this pledge drive. So call that number, 470-508-1160, and someone will put you in touch with the right person to talk about underwriting in that deal we have going on. In addition to that, if you'd like to join our St. Gabriel Society, that's a pledge of $20 or more per month, and a mass is said once a month in our chapel here at the station for those intentions of our monthly sustainers. You can also become a station guardian. Guardians are leadership givers who donate $100 per month, and this group of supporters, they're really our protectors of our mission, and with that donation, you can really make the Quest a part of your Catholic legacy. And new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more are going to receive a beautiful rosary that can only be found right here on the Quest during this pledge drive. And this rosary has been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
And it's truly amazing. It's a beautiful rosary, one of a kind. And you definitely want to get your hands on it because we only have 5 left. So they're going fast, and you want to get those calls in to 470-508-1160 to make that donation. In addition to that, monthly donors of $25 or more per month become a member of the Quest Coffee Club. And you're going to get one of these brand spanking new shiny mugs that are beautiful and have the Quest logo on them. And they're great for your mornings with Father John Ricardo on the Quest. So yeah, that's what we've got going on, Kate.
All right. Thank you so much, Annie. So the stage is set. Please help us here in the next hour to be generous and obedient to the Holy Spirit. Again, Eddie and I are truly humbled to be your co-host this hour. This is what you would call a prime example of God not calling the qualified, but qualifying the called, and really using the two of us, who are complete works in progress, to promote this radio station, which is a local beacon of faith and dynamic Catholic conversation to all of its listeners.
Yeah, so true. We're just like so many of y'all out there listening. We're Catholics, or just Christians, or rather just people in general, in need of community. Catholics that don't really get everything right, that have the same financial concerns, the same marital issues. And sometimes, well, if we're being really honest, a lot of times, may we lose our cool with our kids. And that, in a nutshell, is exactly why we're here talking, or at least that's the only way we could actually figure out why they wanted us to talk. That's why we're here talking, asking you and thousands of listeners in the Metro Atlanta area to donate. Cause like Annie said, that this is 100% listener supported. I guess in the back of your head, you always think, oh, well, I'm sure the Archdiocese funds that. Like, no, that's not the case. No parish, it's listener supported. So just this fall pledge drive and the spring pledge drive. So again, please consider calling to donate. When we first got here, they actually showed us around and showed us this beautiful adoration chapel. So even if you're not in the place to donate, call and give us prayer intentions. There's just a beautiful chapel here. People standing by praying. So please do.
So I just got an exciting little note here. We're very high tech. We pass notes. but Chris P. from St. Catherine of Siena just put up a $1,000 match for this hour. So get your calls in, because your money's going to be matched. So it's doubling your money. So if you donate $10, that becomes $20 for Catholic Radio. So you want to get those calls in, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com.
Man, Chris, awesome. Thank you so much, man. What a cool guy. We're here to talk about that, the Quest and other Catholic outreach programs and missions that have not just helped our family, but really have helped sturdy the foundation of our faith for us. Most importantly, our family of 5 kids, not to mention our little miniature poodle. It's a very loud house at our house. So this first portion of the call, Kate and I, we're going to open up a little bit about our personal lives, some struggles and joys, so the good, bad, and the joyful. Then we'll be inviting our guest, Ann Trufant. She's, with her husband, Dave, are owners of Camp Chasatong Catalia, to talk about how she and her family have allowed the Holy Spirit to work throughout their life missions. But first, a little bit about us. Like we said, we have 5 children, 13 to 3. So we're just getting into those teenage years, and super fortunate and super blessed that our teenager isn't acting like the typical quote unquote teenager. Really more of our 3-year-old that's acting like the teenager right now. We're both from Louisiana. We met at LSU. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
That was Kate's Coach O impression. I hope y'all caught that. It's really good. We've been married for 14 years, and in that time we've had 8 different addresses in 3 different states, which kind of makes us experts at understanding the value of community away from home. All the different, we've just had to grow where we've been planted.
So you're telling me if I need to learn how to pack up a house efficiently, y'all are the ones to call.
Yes.
Once we actually, we moved bought a house, and then 10 months later had to sell the house and move again. And
that was during the bad recession.
Yeah, so you probably weren't even unpacked yet.
No.
No.
No, not fully.
Goodness. No. Goodness. No, it was probably actually good. Yeah. Still in boxes, moving boxes. Yes, like Eddie said, we've been in Kennesaw at St. Catharines for about 6 years. I think that is officially the longest that we have lived in one place since we've been married. We've also lived outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. We lived in Florence, South Carolina for a whopping 10 months, and we were in Cumming as well before we moved to Kennesaw for a few years. Each place we have been, our faith community has been what has sustained us. Up until this point, we have never lived in the same city with either side of our parents. My brother lives in Smyrna now. We're so grateful for him. But we have just found such consolation in each faith community where we have lived. Of course, we are completely edified and humbled and so grateful to be a part of St. Catharines currently. If you listened earlier, you probably heard Father Neil and Carissa and Dr. Paul Thigpen just speaking a little bit about all of the amazing ministries and education and outreach that we have had at our parish. And we have tried our best to help where we can. As you know, we have seasons with young children and keeping up with schedules. But right now, Eddie helps out with the confirmation program. I prefer working with the little children, 3 to 6 year olds, working in the atrium, the catechesis of the Good Shepherd, level one.
It's not that I don't prefer working with them. I just usually make them cry for whatever reason.
As a couple, for better or for worse, we are helping mentor another couple, an engaged couple, with the Witness to Love program. And as a family, we are taking part in the new Archdiocesan Families Forming Disciples. And so we have been doing a virtual program with our entire family once a week, and that has been really great so far. And our kids used to enjoy being altar servers. So hopefully we can get back to that soon. I love teaching the parables to the kids in the atrium. I guess I'm somewhat childlike in my understanding as well. So we kind of are about at the same level. But I've never really understood more the parable of the hidden treasure and the precious pearl. So in case you're not familiar with it, it's from Matthew chapter 13. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. So in all of our moving, transitioning, starting anew, we can honestly say that the kingdom of heaven, our church community here on earth, is that hidden treasure and that precious pearl, worth selling all that we have and know to purchase, worth burying and finding over and over again. It is just simply invaluable. So that is also what makes the quest so priceless to its listeners. We can find consolation, encouragement, and hope just from simply tuning in to some of the great broadcasting and sharing of like-minded wisdom. Even if, especially if, we are separated, isolated, quarantined, even if we've been uprooted from everything that is comfortable and familiar to us, away from family or friends, we can find community here. They have amazing scheduling and programming, audio mass, prayers, Angelus, rosary, Divine Mercy chaplet,
tons of stuff,
priests giving poignant theology talks, podcasts geared toward marriage and family topics, life advice rooted in our Catholic faith. We know when we turn on the mainstream radio that we're going to be bombarded with negative news, messages that are contrary to our beliefs, and downright discouraging. So it's so wonderful to have this safe haven. And after listening, we walk away wiser and holier. So please don't hesitate. If you're listening, a new listener, have been listening for years, if you feel inclined to donate, please call the phones. We have lots of volunteers waiting to answer your call and take your donations. And Eddie and I would be so grateful. 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com.
And just in full disclosure here, when I first heard about the quest, in my head, I kept envisioning SNL, the little radio skit that they do, like people talking really softly like this and not exciting. man, was I wrong. The second I started turning it in, I was getting pumped up about my faith, learning new things. It was not at all what I thought. So shame on me for having preconceived notions about that. But, you know, what we're saying is right now that there are so many unknowns in the future, right? So it's so crucial for us to be intentionally investing in things that we don't want to go away. Think about your local communities, like your favorite restaurants that, you know, maybe aren't there anymore because of everything that's going on. That can't happen with this, especially now that I'm a full-time listener. That definitely cannot happen anymore. I know I'm late to the party, but these are things that we depend on to help us be light in the darkness, that we want to be here next week, next month, next year. So again, please call now. And like Kate's saying, the Quest is something you can turn on in the morning, at home, listen in the carpool, live stream, outside doing work. You know, it's that positive influence coming into your daily life. How many of y'all get emails first thing in the morning that kind of ruin your day? The Quest is not that email. It's the opposite of that. It's the positive thing that's coming in. So, whenever you're ready, just jump on the mobile app, call the phone number, like we're saying, or go online and make that donation to keep it around. Appreciate
it. And something that I personally love about the app and the website are the archives. I know so many of my friends and myself, we enjoy listening to podcasts. And once you listen to something on the Quest, you're going to want to go back and re-listen to the same shows again, even if you weren't interrupted. Because I know so often we have to pause to digest what we have heard. We have life interruptions, a mess to clean up, a question to answer, an argument to settle. So it's so wonderful to have this archive, and you can find the shows that you enjoy or look back something that you heard earlier and re-listen again. So
speaking of the clips, like I think Anne's got one about
Padre
Pio.
We're going to go to a clip here from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And Take Two can be heard Monday through Friday at noon Eastern right here on The Quest. So let's take a listen.
Share your story about Padre Pio. We want to really give him this gift from us to him for his extraordinary life. Okay, Joanne is up first in Rochester, New York on the Station of the Cross. First time caller, you get our virtual bell. Hi, Joanne. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, very good. I have a story. In matter of fact, I know I'm a member of, I'm a nurse, and I am also a member of the National Association for Catholic Nurses. I know Diana Rizzuco was on with Jerry and Debbie at one point, the president of the National Association of Catholic Nurses. I learned something today, and I think Padre Pio wanted me to know this, and I thank you so much for this. And this is why. In 1995, my father was dying of lung cancer. He was to die on August 5th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Snows. The night before, the house was very hot, and we were all in the home, and a cigar or pipe smell infused the house. And I had read that Padre Pio loved to smoke, I think it was the pipe or the cigar. It was a cigar smell. And it just infused in the home. The next day, when my father passed away at 11:36 in the morning, the house was infused with the most beautiful rose scent. We thought it was from Our Lady of the Snows, but perhaps maybe it was Padre Pio. I have had a devotion to Padre Pio ever since 1995 and always looked to him for help and to help whenever I would take care of my patients. And I think today you said that rose scent was a gift of Padre Pio. It was the most beautiful. It was in my nose, in my mouth, all of us, everybody that was in the home. The rose scent was so heavy. We could not believe it, and we knew, and it helped to cut the bitterness of the death of my father. Mm. And so ever since then, you know, we've, of course, tributed to Our Lady of the Snows, but Padre Pio. And this morning when I went to Mass, I said to Padre, I said, you know, I wish I could say hi to you personally. And then when you had the show and you said, call in, I said, you know what? It's going to be impossible. I'll never be able to get on the lines. And look at here we are. I was able to tell a beautiful story, and you added to it by saying, which I did not know, the gift of rose smell is also from Padre Pio. So thank you for sharing.
Well, Joanne, we do not believe there's any accident. You are also the first caller. So what does that tell you? That tells you that it was meant to be. Right, right. It was meant to be.
Right.
And the aroma of sanctity, that's what that smell was, or the odor of sanctity. And it's the heavenly smell. And I do believe that the saints, especially Padre Pio, is extremely active. So that's a personal gift that you were given from Padre Pio. But I will tell you that I've heard similar stories like yours about the same type of thing with that you just know that Padre Pio had a part in it.
All right. So we were just listening to a sample from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and Take Two can be heard Monday through Friday at 12 on The Quest.
That was an awesome clip. I love Saint Padre Pio. If you ever think the Catholic faith is boring or just Christianity in general, like, just read about that guy. That guy was one tough mamba jamba, like a super tough, strong guy. And made me think of a clip I listened to the other morning with Father Ricardo at 8 a.m. after dropping the kids off at school. Just the way people on this station talk about their faith. It's not boring. It's just, there's passion, and it gets you pumped up to another level that I need to be reminded of. Like, I have a wonderful faith and it's awesome, and I should not downplay it for any reason. Not to go on a random topic on that, but Annie.
No, that's great.
I'm sure you have an update.
Yeah,
for us.
So we want to give a little update, but before I do that, we want to remind you of the number 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com to make that pledge. We're halfway there. So
nice.
We're halfway
right.
to our goal of 10 right. gifts this hour. So we want you to be calling that number, 470-508-1160. And I see the phone is ringing, so keep it going, guys.
Yes.
470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. And remember, there's a $1,000 match going on this hour, so keep it up.
All right. And if we meet that $1,000 match, I might have to throw in a special thing for some of those business
Ooh,
people.
Ooh, do you hear that?
Suspense is building.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Now I'm going to take a moment here to brag on my wife, Kate, here. As we were getting ready for this hour, we weren't 100% sure what listeners wanted to hear from us. I mean, we could get on here and talk about our life and maybe bore a lot of people to tears. Or, we talk about the Quest, and if you don't know about the Quest, so we didn't really know where to go with that. But in prayer, she was given these three talking points on ways we can better live in the Spirit in our daily life that really tie into what the Quest has to offer. So, Kate.
Yes. Thank you, Eddie. So I think this is all kind of based on a scripture passage that came to me. We're just going to visit three key elements of this passage, a little bit out of order. So please bear with me. I'll go ahead and read you the passage, but we feel like these questions that we are continually asking ourselves, it's just a good assessment of where we are in our faith, where we are, how our heart is turned toward the Lord, and then tie in the ways that the Quest has helped us to live more Spirit-filled lives. Again, that number, please pick up the phone and call right now, even if it's not convenient time. It'll just take a minute, 470-508-1160. Again, 470-508-1160. So the passage is from Proverbs chapter 3. I'm sure you're familiar with it, but just in case you aren't, I will read it to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. On your own intelligence, do not rely. In all your ways, be mindful of him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will mean health for your flesh and vigor for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with your first fruits of all your produce. Then will your barns be filled with plenty. With new wine, your vats will overflow. So based on this passage, we're going to ask three important questions. These are questions, again, we are works in progress, that we're frequently asking each other and in our own hearts and minds to make sure that we are living in the Spirit. The first question is, are we honoring God with the first fruits of our produce? The second question would be, are we being mindful of Him in all of our ways and turning away from evil? And finally, the third question would be, are we relying on our own intelligence? So this first question, are we giving God our first fruits? Definitely something that has not become easier for us throughout our life. I think we as human beings have a tendency to want to hold on to things. And so God is asking of our first fruits, not out of greed, but so that we can be liberated of this bondage of control that we might feel over certain things in our life and find peace in the release. This could be control of our time, our schedule, our finances, even being open to life, our fertility, our family members, our gifts and our talents, our projects, etc. So once we surrender what we treasure most to His care, we can really allow the Holy Spirit into our decisions and our lives. Just like in the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fish, we can really never outdo God in generosity. As Bishop Barron once mentioned on one of his daily gospel reflections, God does not need our offerings or gifts. He is God. He is already complete. He is already whole. He is already perfect. So when we give something to Him, big or small, much like a basketball rebounds off of a backboard, the gift reflects off of Him and back into our laps tenfold.
I love that. I love the analogy. And again, you know, call right now if you're even thinking about donating, 470-508-1160. And in the last minute and a half here, just our personal story with the whole giving of first fruits. When we first got married, actually, I think for the first half of our marriage, really, our income was below the poverty level. It wasn't, we weren't bringing in the big bucks by any means, but we still were giving. That was still something that we felt important, and we wanted to give our first fruits. And, you know, we decided, you know what, we're going to be, you know, adults here, and we're going to go see a financial planner, and we're going to get our ducks in a row. And part of that was she asked us to outline our budget, all the things that was coming in, what was going out. And I remember to this day, she's sitting there kind of flipping over the one sheet of our budget, trying to make sense of it. And she was like, this doesn't add up. And we're like, what do you mean? Did we forget something? She was like, no, just what's coming in isn't, you know, it's not enough for what's going out. Like, it doesn't add up. And we just laughed because we were like, well, I guess that's just God math for you. And so that was a great a blessing for us in the beginning of our marriage, and that, you know, we're trying to carry throughout our marriage and our life to always give those first fruits. And this right now, it's a huge opportunity for y'all out there to call 470-508-1160 and donate online at thequest.com.
Yeah. So we are almost halfway. Actually, we're over halfway to our gift of 10 gifts this hour for our goal. And so we need your call so that we can meet that goal and get that match of $1,000 and make all this money doubled. So 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. And we're going to head to a quick break here, but when we come back, we will have a guest on. So stay tuned. 470-508-1160.
Let the Atlanta Catholic Radio community pray together. Remember, O Most Gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
The Immaculate Conception is a Catholic dogma that many Protestants have a hard time accepting. They claim it shouldn't be believed because it's not found in the Bible. But I beg to differ. Recall how after the fall in Genesis 3:15, God promised to set enmity between the woman and Satan, between the woman's seed, the Messiah, and Satan's seed. This separation from Satan means the woman's not tainted by sin in any way. Moreover, woman seems to be a title for Eve in her pre-fall state, as is the case in Genesis 2:23. She isn't called Eve until after the fall in Genesis 3:20. So who's this new woman? It's the mother of the Messiah, Mary. So just like the first woman was created without original sin, so too the new woman, Mary, was created without original sin. That's to say, immaculately conceived. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
The Quest presents
Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
At the tender young age of 20, St. Anthony of Egypt was so moved by the gospel message, go, sell what you have and give it to the poor, that he actually did just that, donating what was a very sizable inheritance to the impoverished and indigent. Anthony's life was spent largely in isolated seclusion, giving the church and the world the witness of solitary simplicity, living a life of personal mortification. Despite his desire for a quiet life of prayer, Anthony drew many people to himself for spiritual healing and guidance.
He responded to many of these requests and eventually founded a monastery in which he could carry out his ministry. He would then go on to lead the fight against the Arian heresy, a battle from which the church would take centuries to recover. He died in solitude at the age of 105. His feast day is January 17th, and he is the patron saint of butchers, gravediggers, and skin diseases.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
A reading from Psalm 63, verses 5 through 9. I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands, calling on your name. My soul shall savor the rich banquet of praise. With joyous lips my mouth shall honor you. When I think of you upon my bed, through the night watches, I will recall that you indeed are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to you. Your right hand upholds me.
It's time to get your pledge in for our Live in the Spirit pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in October 6th through 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of living in the Holy Spirit while raising much-needed funds. You can show your support now and even dedicate your donation to a specific host or guest. Visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or call 470-508-1160. Help others live in the Spirit through The Quest by calling 470-508-1160 today.
Dr. Simon Greenleaf was a Harvard Law professor. He wanted to debunk Christianity. He thought everything these people believe rests on their claim that Jesus rose from the dead, but that wouldn't even hold up in court. So he started writing about it, and he became a Christian. Why? He eventually concluded, what's going to put someone away in court? An eyewitness. What if you have a bunch of eyewitnesses? Jail. What if the eyewitnesses are all willing to die for what they saw? Case closed. That's what we have with the rising of Jesus from the dead. Not just people dying for a belief system. These people died for something way more than that. They died for something they saw. Big difference. St. Peter was crucified. He said, I'm not worthy to die like my Lord. Crucify me upside down. St. Bartholomew was skinned alive. It makes no sense to do that for a lie. The resurrection of Jesus, God conquering death, it's the best news in history. And the best part about it is, it's all real. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
This is Heidi Tazza from St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Before we dive into everything, sorry, our kids are blowing us up on text. I have to mention Charlie, Amelia, Jude, Gianna, and Paxton. Otherwise, I'll never...
The whole crew.
The whole crew. Lulu, you're the dog, but...
And thank you, Uncle Mark.
Yes, thank you, Uncle Mark. Appreciate you. So next up, we have a special guest, well, very special to us. and Trufant. We're hoping to have both her and her husband on, but we're so excited to at least have Anne, because she is just this powerhouse of prayer. This woman that really, for my faith journey, I remember first time I met her was at my confirmation retreat when I wasn't really into the faith at all. And she's, I know she's been praying for me ever since. So Anne, as I mentioned before, her and her husband own a, you know, Christian camp called Camp Chasatonga in Catalia, boys and girls. They, you know, Anne's an accomplished singer, songwriter, and they are now launching a new ministry, The Mission on the Mountain, which you can learn more about on themissiononthemountain.com. In addition to all that, she is a mother of a beautiful family, a grandmother, and is actually out in Oregon right now as her oldest daughter, Elizabeth, is about to have, is it her fifth child? Her fifth child. So busy lady. So, so grateful that she's taken the time to join here.
Thank you for being with us, Anne.
It is so good to be with you people. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good.
Good.
Oh, man.
Good.
So again, can't thank you enough. First off, how are you doing? I know it's a crazy life out there right now.
You know, I'm doing well. I was laughing when your children were blowing up your phone with text because I was running away in the backyard from the five-year-old who wants to play Legos really badly and he doesn't care that we're in the midst of this.
Yes.
I'm hiding.
Right now. That's fine if anyone wants to join. If I were home, it would be the same.
That actually sounds a lot like my everyday work day when I'm working from home now. It's hiding in closets on conference calls.
Yes.
I feel your pain.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, so what we were hoping today is just to really hear from you, because there's so much of your story that, you know, I personally don't know. I know bits and pieces that you and Dave, your husband, started out in Baton Rouge with a photography business, and then all of a sudden you're running this Christian camp. You know, photography and running a camp don't really seem like they lend one to the other. So just so curious to hear your story, how, you know, where y'all met, that from photography studio to Baton Rouge to camp, raising kids, and, you know, but right before you dive into all that, because it's going to be a really awesome story, I'm going to give out our number one more time, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. But all right, back to you, Anne.
Okay, well, let's see. So,
Anne, did we lose you? It must be a good story because the line just dropped.
No,
she went too far in the yard away from the toddler.
Or the five-year-old found her.
Yeah, we lost her, so let me try to get her back.
The five-year-old found her. Well, while we're waiting on getting Anne back, we can kind of go back to some of the questions we were talking about before. You know, the second one being, are we mindful of God and all our ways and turning away from evil? Just really, like, how do we live our day-to-day life? Are mm-hmm. we making the right choices?
Are we quieting our hearts and our minds enough to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit when he wants to talk to us? Are we consciously restricting ourselves from negative media? And are we just creating a space for the Holy Spirit in our lives? We definitely feel like the quest is a huge aid in doing this. We certainly can feel the pressures of the world anytime we turn on the radio, the TV, social media of any kind. And again, that number, please, if you're listening and feel so inclined, please call and even just offer a prayer intention. They are prayed over very often in the beautiful Adoration Chapel. And you can donate online or give us a call and let us know you're listening, 470-508-1160.
All right.
We've got Anne back. Sometimes in Catholic radio, we have very weird things happen and we like spiritual warfare. So,
yeah. That could be a play.
Yes. So, again, that number to call is 470-508-1160. But welcome back, Anne.
Thank you. And we're going to say in the name of Jesus, there will be no interference with this call.
Oh, amen. Good.
Right on.
Amen.
From the Lord, the Lord be praised. So, okay, our story. Quickly, we met at LSU. It was not a happy meeting. I wasn't crazy about him, and he was dating a friend of mine, and then I moved to North Carolina to work for the camp I had grown up in, mm-hmm. and he moved to North Carolina to work for the camp he grew up in, and we were right down the street from each other. And in the meantime, he had had a big conversion through the evangelical ministry Young Life, and mm-hmm. it had a profound effect on him, and I didn't believe it. I couldn't really trust it. Mm. So, but through the years, we started doing youth ministry together, and it was such a profound experience for him, and it was so beautiful to see this growth in him. And, you know, obviously it ended up that we fell in love and married, and we were living in Baton Rouge. I was a clinical social worker. He was a photographer, and mm-hmm. I was running a home for unwed mothers, and meanwhile, four children, and we had the great, great privilege of having Mother Teresa take over my home for unwed mothers. And then in that time, four children later, we had a miraculous opportunity to go see a camp in North Carolina. And these, I could go on forever with each story is a miracle story of itself. But a friend of mine came up and said, the Lord told me you're moving. And we had no idea. And that afternoon, we got a phone call saying, we need you to come see this camp from an old friend of mine. And it one thing led to another. And it had always been a dream of ours to have two summer camps. Our lives had both been changed in the different summer camps that we went to. And so we sold everything we had, put our oldest was 7, she's now 38, and our youngest was 2, and we put them in a car and had sold everything and drove to take over two summer camps. We moved in March, and it was we didn't even have children signed up. There had been a terrible accident the summer before, and the former owners didn't share that with us, and it was a mess. But God just was so faithful, and it had been one thing after another, undeniable things to say, no, go do this. This is my plan for you. And David and I had had profound encounters with Jesus. Not, you know, so sadly, so many people know a lot about God, but they don't have a relationship with him. They don't know him. And it can't just be religion, what we know. It's got to be relationship. And so we just knew that we knew that we knew that even if we got there and the whole thing fell flat, he had moved us there. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the summer, we went from no campers to enough to make it that we could feed our family. And the next summer it doubled, and it just kept growing and growing. And this summer would have been our 31st year had we been able to have camp with COVID. But the community that has been built, it is actually, we set out to have a traditional summer camps with Christian ideals, and we happen to be Catholic and have a huge draw from Catholic communities, but we didn't want to just be a Catholic camp in Western North Carolina because it would have not allowed us to bring a Catholic presence to the area that we were, because it was so anti-Catholic. And so we wanted, I've always felt like part of our mission has been to be bridge builders, you know, the John 17, that they all may be one. And quite amazingly, we have 28 young men who have become priests in the 30 years that we've had camp, and about 60 or 70 conversions and godly, holy marriages of folks who met at camp. And we're not a Catholic camp specifically, but there's a tremendous Catholic presence. We have priests that come in on Sundays, and some of them come, especially if they've been at camp, they'll come and stay for a week and, you know, hike the Appalachian Trail with the kids. And and we do, you know, 3 or 4 hours of praise and worship on Sunday nights. The kids can come or not. In the meantime, they're rock climbing and hiking and biking and paddling and dancing and horseback riding. You know, they're just, well, you all know well. You've been there, been there, done that. And it's a tremendous community. And, you know, in the world we live in, when every single thing is against things of God, when the things of God are being pushed back into a corner or told to, you know, get out, stop talking about it, this is nonsense, we need a place where we're raising disciples. And that's exactly always been our hope.
Exactly what you said, just like packing up, like, I don't know how this is going to turn out, God. Like, you know, the whole Jesus take the wheel kind of thing. Y'all literally did that. And I feel like we've all been in that situation. And like, you know, I guess in a parallel, the quest, right? Like they're in this drive and they're just putting it out there. Like they're hoping that people call in and make that donation to 470-508-1160. And actually we're just one call away from hitting our goal for this hour of 10 gifts. So please call so we can ring that bell. But, and like, something that I really remember, and I know Kate has her own story too, is, you know, one, you coming to that confirmation retreat, in Louisiana, when I was making my confirmation, and just telling a good friend of ours, Miss Leslie Bertuzzi, that, you know, you're going to pray for this kid, being me, that, I don't know how you saw me. I know it wasn't a pretty sight. But you praying for me to make my conversion, to have that, exactly what you said, that personal connection that literally changes who you are, how you live your life, and how God is able to love on other people outside, you know, because it is, it's so true. Like there is so much of this force of trying to shut down what is good, you know, when you're trying to lift people up in a godly, loving way, and people like you that just say, "Know what? I'm gonna go through this. I'm gonna push through," and you make it happen. That's just incredible.
Absolutely. Well, I think the thing is, Eddie, I remember that like it was yesterday, and I remember Kevin McCall's retreat where you told that story and blew me out of the water. I had no idea that you were that kid, But here's the thing. You look at your family. I look at my children, my grandchildren, everybody I love and pray for. I was on the phone with two of my dear friends this morning who have kids going through major issues. And we look at it and we go, oh, my gosh, this is hopeless. And I'm going to say to people, we are in a season where it looks like the gates of hell have just been blown open, you know, and the enemy is just grinning and just there's so many places that he thinks he's winning. But here's the deal. Hebrews 12:36 says, you have need of steadfast endurance. And, you know, Luke 1:37 says, nothing is impossible for God. And you look at that person that looks impossible to you, you're only seeing in the natural. There's a whole supernatural truth that defies description. Nothing is impossible with God, and we've got to have the steadfast endurance to not give up. And I look at my own children, one of mine who had a very difficult journey, and when I look at him today and the impact he's having on his world for good, it's like, how did that happen? He had to take the entire choir of saints and angels in heaven to pray that kid into. But, you know, it's all possible, and we've got to wear the enemy out. And for anybody who is feeling, number one, we need things like Quest. We need things like community. For anybody, Catholics are terrible about learning kingdom giving, but we need to sow into the things that are making a difference in our lives. So this radio presence with speakers and things that are making a difference to you, sow into it, people. Somebody come up with that donation, because these are the things that are encouraging you to be able to keep going, keep your eyes on Jesus and not on the situation in front of you. It's critically important right now that we are keeping our eyes on Jesus, because we don't know what's coming, but we know who holds what's coming.
Right. Right. So just like Anne said, keep calling in that number, 470-508-1160. We are so close to reaching that goal.
One away. Please. Yeah, but I do want to say we got a leadership gift, so we definitely want to ring the bell for that, because that's amazing. So woo! Thank you for that leadership gift. And we still need that one call so that we can meet our goal for this hour. So 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
So talking about, okay, since we're talking to you, Anne, you're owner of a business, I'll throw out this one challenge, right? So if someone can call in with a substantial gift, right, like a business leader gift or something like that, I will go ahead and throw in, if you're in a need of a logo, I will be more than happy to design a logo for you and a business card. If you have a business that's looking for a little update or a refresh, so hopefully that's a push. But and so talking about, I love what you're saying about that persistence, right? So like persistence, why, you know, we keep saying dial 470-508-1160, being very persistent about that.
Hey, it was the daily reading for today. We just got to be that persistent neighbor knocking on the door. That's keep knocking it. On the yep. door.
But Kate had a story. She was telling me earlier that I never heard until today about something that you told her to pray for. This persistence.
Right. Persistent prayer. So that was a very difficult summer for me. And I don't know if you remember, you for some reason thought that I would be well equipped to deal with the, not deal, but being a cabin. but counsel, be a counselor for the 7th and 8th grade girls, with all the emotions and the relationships and the, you know, the big feelings and little bodies. And, and it was a lot for me. It was a lot for me. They were wonderful, beautiful girls, but I definitely had to rely on prayer daily to be, what I needed to be for those girls. And so I remember praying every single day. I prayed for energy. I prayed for joy and I prayed for love every single day. Didn't feel like I really accomplished that, you know, feeling a little discouraged, hoping and praying that I had done a good enough job. And I remember that one of my counselors, one of my campers at the very end, the last day, gave me a card and she said, I just want to thank you because in you, I saw energy, I saw joy, and I saw love. I mean, the three things that I had prayed for.
That gave me chills.
Every single day. And again, not feeling like I was making much headway. And, so it was just beautiful. And I definitely feel like that was kind of what kickstarted my prayer life and really gave me that faith and trust in God that He hears and that He knows us and He hears us. And we do need that persistent prayer for sure.
All right. So before I hand it back over to you, Ann, just one more time, y'all call in to that number 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. Make that last gift. So the Quest can reach that goal in these last 4 minutes that we have. So if you're thinking someone else is going to do it, maybe that someone is you. Hop on there and give it a call.
Or you can go online, thequestatlanta.com. Mm-hmm. There's a really quick and easy way to just click donate, and you can do that online as well. If that's easier for you, I know I had to do that this morning because it was extremely loud in my home. I wasn't sure I'd be able to talk on the phone, but we were able to do it online. That's another way.
Yeah, or the app as well. So, and the final question we got for you is just how has the Holy Spirit played a role in running the camp for you? Like, I feel like the whole story of getting to the camp is 100% the Holy Spirit. Like, just do this. Don't ask questions. Go. I got you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Even like the counselors, like pairing counselors and stuff. Mm. Like,
yeah. Well, we pray about all of that. And if you're interested in camp, everybody, twofuncamps.com. The names are too hard to spell. So twofuncamps.com. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the whole thing. And, you know, one of the things that has gotten us to start this new mission, the Mission on the Mountain, is because there have been so many years, retreats that I give all over or camp, the counselors are saying we want more, but everybody's so busy. They're out doing their thing. They're with kids or with group on trips, or I go give a retreat and then I leave and people are saying we want more. We're hungry. So the missiononthemountain.com is where we are developing a resource center for you. Just hours and hours and hours and hours of teachings, of courses, of 10-minute things, of breaking open scripture, free. We too are needing donations to be able to do it, but we want free access 24/7 to anybody who wants to grow more in their personal relationship with Jesus, to know who they are in Christ. How has the Holy Spirit done this? He is relentless for His people. Mm-hmm. And whether it's camp, you know, not having camp this summer because of COVID allowed us to launch the Mission on the Mountain, which is just, it's the culmination and the extension of everything that have been our passion. You know, David and I have just had this passion for kids, passion for people, passion to share our faith, passion for the Catholic faith. David's a convert. And this is, you know, our heart. I mean, the Holy Spirit's relentless for His people. He loves His people, and each individually, and He wants to bring them into a relationship with the Father through Jesus.
Amen, and amen. And that's the whole thing here. It's funny, you've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and our theme is live in the Spirit. So it's a beautiful thing. And it's been wonderful having you on for this half an hour. And we just thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ann.
It has been a pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
We'll have to go up there and see you soon.
Love you, too. It's so good to be with you. Take care.
Take care.
Yes, you too.
Go have fun with Legos.
All right, so we've got some big updates, so we need to ring that bell again because we got another leadership gift, so that is amazing. So ring that bell. Yes, everybody's coming through at the end of the hour,
Yay,
man.
Yay, thank you.
Yes. That's how God usually does it, last
Amen,
minute.
Amen. Well, they're all usually so into the story, they got to call at the end.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So we also want to ring that bell because we met our goal.
Yay!
So yay, ring that bell again.
Thank you, everybody, so
yes.
much.
Yes, thank you.
I definitely want to get these names out there. We want to say thank you to Nancy L., Mary M. in Baldwin, Missouri, Jim and Lisa E. in Charlotte, and they donated in honor of Kate and Eddie, Christopher P. in Kennesaw, and they donated in honor of Kate and Eddie, Eric S. in Pensacola, Florida, Teresa M. in Knoxville, Tennessee, Mary Margaret C. in Roswell, Holly A. in Kennesaw, Craig L. in Roswell, Ben C. in Marietta, and donated in honor of the Hurdy family, Paula K. in Roswell, Harrison M. in Phoenix City, Alabama, Joan H. in Marietta, who donated in honor of Kate and Eddie, Brenda T. and Michelle N. in Ackworth, and I think they might be putting a few more in because I know there's some on the line. So if you're on the phone, thank you so much. And keep calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. But Kate and Eddie, what an incredible hour.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming on and supporting the quest and talking about the quest. It's been beautiful. So thank you so much. Let's end in a prayer. Will y'all end in a prayer?
Sure. Yes. And I'll give a quick shout out to one of those last minute donations, Harrison M. in Columbus, Georgia. Just texted me.
Thank you so much, Harrison.
Yes. Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody. So closing in prayer. Thanks again. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you so much for this hour, for just the conversation, for Anne Trufant and all that she does with her husband and her family, for everybody that called in, and really pray for blessings on the quest, just all that they do, all the shows they pull together, the coordination, the back and forth. I mean, when you go to that website, there's just so much there, and that takes an army. Your army to get it done. So grateful for that. Please bless all these families that have been listening. Bless the donors. Bless this radio station. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do. Mother Mary, please intercede for us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. And another thank you to Nancy S. in Baton Rouge, Louisiana for donating as well. Wanted to get your name out there as well. Yeah, these two are grinning because I think they know who that is.
Yes.
So anyway, thank you so much for all your donations this hour. We will be back in 5 minutes. But 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and get those calls in.